Hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. Today's Bible reading in 1 Peter 4 reminds me of a book that I read a couple of years ago called The Road by Cormac McCarthy. Now, if you know anything about McCarthy, you know that he's a 20th century writer, he's won a Pulitzer Prize, and a very accomplished writer, and yet tends to write in a pretty dark genre. And here in the book The Road, this is a story of a father and son who are living in a post-apocalyptic time period where there's been this major catastrophic event that has caused the world to be plunged into darkness. There's ash everywhere. The plant life is all but dead. There's a gray sky. The sun never comes out anymore. And it becomes clear throughout the story that these two are simply navigating on this road to nowhere, and the world is going to end, and nothing is going to be resolved. And it's a really sad story, a really sobering story. But one of the striking features of it is that throughout the narrative, we realize in this post-apocalyptic end-of-the-world scenario, everybody is out for themselves. There are very few people that value human relationships anymore, and instead, everybody's cloistered within themselves. Maybe it's one individual, maybe it's a group of two or three or four, but nobody is working together in support of the human cause. And it's very, very sad. And it strikes me, and the reason that I think about this story as I read today's Bible reading, is that it's so contrary to the vision that God has for His church when we find ourselves in these sobering moments. And I want to read to you from 1 Peter 4, 7 through 11. And here's what Peter writes. Remember, Peter's writing to the diaspora in Asia, in the place that's now Turkey. This is the church that's scattered through there. It's likely Jews and Gentiles, but people who've had to flee from the major cities in order to continue to trust in the Lord is my thought regarding who he's writing to here. And in 1 Peter 4, 7, he says, "The end of all things is at hand." And these are people that have witnessed the atrocities of Rome and the rise of Nero and the ugliness of an imperial empire who's trying to snuff them out. And they might go, yeah, feels like the end of all things is at hand. This is pretty awful. Peter acknowledges the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, he says this, and this isn't so surprising. He says, "Be self-controlled and sober-minded for the sake of your prayers." In other words, watch what you do. Consider your ways. Be self-controlled. Be sober-minded. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. Trust in what God is doing and for the sake of your prayers. But then he says this, and here's where it gets surprising, and here's where it becomes so contrary to what we read about in stories like The Road or other apocalyptic stories that we've heard in the 20th century. He says this, "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Above all, when the end of all things is at hand, don't cloister up. Don't separate from everybody else. Don't do your own thing. Don't look out for number one, which is yourself." He says, no. "Above all, keep loving one another earnestly. Love covers over a multitude of sins." When stuff gets bad, when life gets difficult, and here, certainly there's something to look forward to with the end of all things, because that means the coming of Jesus here in a biblical, theological sense. But regardless, when stuff gets tough, above all, don't cloister up. Don't go your own way. Keep loving one another earnestly. Verse 9 says, "Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. Whoever speaks is one who speaks oracles of God. Whoever serves is one who serves by the strength that God supplies in order." What's the purpose? Why would we not cloister up, but instead serve one another and love one another? Well, this is what it says. "In order that in everything, God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. To him belong glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Friends, here's the reality. It glorifies God when we serve one another. And so what Peter's saying here is, listen, the end of all things is at hand. You need to be sober-minded. You need to be prepared. But here's what that looks like. Love one another really well. Serve one another. Invite each other into your homes and into conversation. Be kind to one another. Considerate to one another. That's going to bring glory and honor to the Lord. And when you see the Lord coming, you're going to realize cloistering up, getting what's yours, doing what's best for yourself, you're going to regret it. But everything that you've poured into somebody else, you're going to realize in that moment where the glory of Christ canopies the universe and we come under His authority, in that moment you're going to realize, This is God's design, loving one another. Friends, who are you going to love today, even when it's hard? Who are you going to extend yourself to? Who are you going to invite into relationship with you via hospitality? Friends, let's take that mantle into our day together. God bless you. Have a great day. And Lord willing, we'll see you again soon on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.